Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining us is William Cook with the Missouri Hemp Association. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for being here today.
Okay, tell us where you guys are sitting as far as the hemp goes. Are you ahead of the game? Have you guys been growing it for a while? What's your story?
Well, no, we're not ahead of the game, but we're in the game. And that's the biggest thing. We haven't been up to bat yet. We start our licensing process here in 2020. All that's been going on in Missouri. Now, fortunately, we work with Kansas and we work with other states that have been growing. But in Missouri, we'll start 2020. We'll get our licensing. We can get the licensing done, get started growing this year.
Okay, so you haven't started growing it yet.
We will not. Well, only thing we've done this last year, 2019, if we had some exemptions, if we worked with one of the universities, we were able to look at some plants, get a little bit of growth, get some feeling on the varieties, the hybrids that are out there.
Okay. Well, as we talked about off the air, crop insurance would be huge, and you're saying it would probably really take off.
Well, yeah. I mean, right now there's about four different things that the hemp plant is being grown for. The day that we get federal crop insurance, what that does is that gives the floor to our farmers, which lets them mitigate the risk, and then their risk factor goes way down. It lets industry comes in because they have the opportunity to do federal crop insurance just like corn and soybeans. So at the point we get federal crop insurance, the industry literally explodes.
Do you have a lot of interest in growers at this point?
Absolutely. I mean, it's like drinking out of a fire hose. Every day, I mean, 50, 60 emails, as many conversations that you can have, not only with farmers, but consumers on where they can, how they can lower the price, where they can find the stuff, what the quality is. There's an endless amount of questions. Even the industry now is looking at the concrete, the wood side of it. If you realize Henry Ford, you know, built the, you know, first cars were out of hemp. So, I mean, the hemp goes back 8,000 years. So the uses for the product is just humongous. It's the infrastructure that's got to get developed. But you don't build an infrastructure until the farmer can have a safe way to produce the product, understand it, and grow it.
Is that key number one for you guys? Is that the biggest thing you're working on, is getting crop protection or insurance, or what is?
No, we're not. That's going to happen. I mean, we're going to have a voice, and we're going to say, yes, we want crop insurance. But is the biggest thing we work on? No, no. The biggest thing we're working on right now is education to our growers, information, training, and then having a network of people that want to come to these communities and build a plant. But they've got to have a source. It's got to come off of the farm. It's got to have a source. Now, you do have products that come out of greenhouses that's less volume, which is your CBD oils. But the real growth for production agriculture is the seed. And they're going to be using the seed to grind and mill and go into livestock feed. I mean, the uses are just human. If you got a dog and he's crippled, I mean, all these people are, you know, the animal side of it is just humongous. Everybody takes care of their dogs better than they do their kids sometimes.
That is a look at this edition of Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Eric will be back with much more Inside Agriculture right after this. This is Ag Central.